The God that made the world and all things therein, he, being Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is he served by men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he himself giveth to all life and breath and all things. Acts 17:24-25. The Apostle Paul made these statements while he was in the city of Athens, a city described as a city full of idols, Acts 17:16, the sight of which provoked Paul's spirit within him. Idolatry is nothing new. Ezekiel describes idolatry as a matter of the heart, saying, "Every man of the house of Israel that taketh his idols into his heart and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face," Ezekiel 14:4. Idolatry flows from the heart to an image, which, in the eyes of the worshiper, becomes the embodiment of their idol. The Apostle Paul said concerning those who, knowing God, they glorified him not as God, neither gave thanks, but became vain in their reasonings, and their senseless heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God for the likeness of an image of corruptible man, and of birds, and of four-footed beast, and creeping things. Romans 1:21-23. What was in their heart was then embodied in an image. Idolatry can take various forms. Thus, the Apostle Paul spoke of covetousness, which is idolatry, Colossians 3:5, which agrees with his statements, "We ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art and device of man." Acts 17:29. Jehovah took great measures to assure that Israel not make graven images, saying, "Take ye therefore good heed unto yourselves, for ye saw no manner of form on the day that Jehovah spake unto you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire, lest ye corrupt yourselves, and make you a graven image in the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged bird that flieth in the heavens, the likeness of anything that creepeth on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the water under the earth. And lest thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven, and when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the host of heaven, thou be drawn away and worship them and serve them, which Jehovah thy God hath allotted unto all the peoples under the whole heaven." Deuteronomy 4:15-19. Now, although man has done so with all of these likenesses, here is the amazing part of it all. "For the custom of the peoples are vanity, for one cutteth the tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workman with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold, they fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. They are like a palm tree of turned work and speak not. They must needs be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither is it in them to do good." Jeremiah 10:3-5. As the prophet Habakkuk testified, saying, "What profiteth the graven image, that the maker thereof hath graven it? The molten image, even the teacher of lies, that he that fashioneth its form trusteth therein to make dumb idols. Woe unto him that saith to the wood, Arise! Shall this teach? Behold, it is overlaid with gold and silver, and there is no breath at all in the midst of it. But Jehovah is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him." Habakkuk 2:18-20. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to meditate upon the foolishness of idolatry, as was committed by Amaziah. Now it came to pass, after that Amaziah was come from the slaughter of the Edomites, that he brought the gods of the children of Seir, and set them up to be his gods, and bowed down himself before them, and burned incense unto them. Wherefore the anger of Jehovah was kindled against Amaziah, and he sent unto him a prophet, who said unto him, Why hast thou sought after the gods of the people, which have not delivered their own people out of thy hand? 2 Chronicles 25:14-15.